This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1817. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded March 17th, Alaska, Australia, Bangladesh, Bolivia, Bougainville, Brazil, China, Cuba, Egypt, Europe, India, Indonesia, Iran, Russia, Spain, Taiwan, Uganda, USA, Vatican, Vietnam, Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. As Stephen Luce reminds us, the A16 HFCC season begins on March 27th, bringing many changes in times and or frequencies for international shortwave broadcasts. And as of March 14th, the schedules are now available at the HFCC website, although they are never totally complete, www.hfcc.org. Look for A16 data. And concerning A16 schedules, we'll be giving some of those, especially English broadcasts, on this and upcoming programs. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria has been pulling some of them out, such as for KNLS in Alaska. Assuming they keep two transmitters going, this will be the English schedule, 1 hour each, at 08 and 10 and 12, all on 11870. At 12, another English broadcast on 7355. And the final one at 14 UT on 11765. We recently reported that Radio Australia broadcast several hours of dead air on all three frequencies February 26th. From ARDXC, Jerome van der Linden inquired of RA about this and got a brief reply. Thanks for letting us know. We were aware of the outage. The issue was at contribution end, not at Shepparton. Thanks again. Regards, Radio Australia. So Jerome says there was a problem elsewhere within the ABC, in the area that had responsibility for generating the program feed. It's the middle of the night here in Oz, and I think there's no staff on duty at Shepparton, and the ABC does not monitor the signals being transmitted from Shepparton to enable it to react and do something about it. For a while, 4750 was clear for RRI Makassar, Indonesia, as Bangladesh Betar Home Service was not on the air. But Ron Howard in California says as of March 14th, it was back, not heard before 1228, which may have been their sign-on time. However, he first noted them on March 10th. So the morning of March 16th, I was once again hearing that low audible heterodyne on the frequency, since RRI is considerably off to the low side. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says the external service of Bangladesh Betar was also off the air when checked on March 10th and 11th, but was back on the 16th. I was already hearing it on March 15th, opening the Urdu broadcast at 14 UT on 15505, starting again to propagate as we approach the equinox. I enjoy doing that because they run a time signal which is always way off, but I haven't been able to detect it for several months all winter. This time, I did find it going off 46 seconds before 1400. Brian Clark in New Zealand tells us that Radio Panamericana Bolivia was on an extended schedule March 11th, heard around 0600 UT on 6105.34. A decent carrier, but somewhat subdued in audio, with splatter from Cuba on 6100. But he confirmed it with a web stream from Panamericana Bolivia. I got this message right away and tried it myself at 0636. I, too, was hearing a carrier on 6105.33, presumably that. But they don't seem to be running all night, every night. But since the frequency is offset, if you hear something around 6105.34, it's very likely Radio Panamericana. If you hear a broadcaster on 3325 from Eastern Asia or the Pacific, It could be either NBC Bougainville, Papua New Guinea, recently reactivated, or RRI Palangkaraya, Kalimantan, Indonesia. Ron Howard in California says the more dominant signal is usually Indonesia, but on March 14th, he reports Bougainville at 11:56, mixing with much stronger RRI. Both had news at 1200, and NBC went off around 1208. Then on March 16th, he says finally a day propagation favored NBC instead of RRI from 11:45 until off at 12:02, Pacific Island Music. And RRI was off the air for a few minutes, making it easier at 11:55. But Bougainville was winding down its program at that time, a nice idea at 1200. And he even mentioned the frequency as well as FM 94.5 and 95.5. And we recently reported that Radio Bandeirantes in Brazil had reactivated on shortwave unexpectedly, 9645.4, but not yet heard on 11925. But now it has been by numerous listeners, and this too is slightly off frequency. March 12th at 0140, I was hitting the carrier on 11925.22. Although it is a 24-hour station, this frequency may not be on the air all night, like some of the others in Brazil on 25 meters. Ron Howard in California reports Beibu Bay Radio in China on 5050, March 16th, with its usual brief segment in English and Chinese at 1319 to 1322. He says the ID seems to be something like, "Are you ready? Hi, everyone. This is Beibu Bay Radio, the voice of Guangxi, China." And they seem to be talking about the recent comments of Foreign Minister Wang Yi to build a community with a shared future for all mankind. As a running dog of Yankee imperialism, Cuba changes to Eastern Daylight Time on exactly the same date as the USA. This always causes some changes in RHC programming, although they are in no hurry to post an accurate schedule on their own website. I was expecting some of the changes, which I've now confirmed by monitoring. The English broadcast at 20 UT has moved an hour earlier to 19, still on 11670 despite India. The next English broadcast, which has been at 22 UT, you would expect to move one UT hour earlier as well. But in previous summer seasons, it's moved one UT hour later to 23 UT. On March 13th, the first date of DST, it was in fact heard between 21 and 22. But by 2 days later, my next check, it was back at 2300, which on 11880, which makes it parallel to another English broadcast, which has moved an hour earlier, the one on 5040, now both of them at 23 to 24, in parallel and synchronized. As I've also reported, a secret Esperanto broadcast had been going out Sundays at 2130 on 11880. That, of course, could not appear on March 13th, we'll see if it comes back. But the morning broadcast on Sundays in Esperanto is confirmed moved an hour earlier, now at 15 UT on 11760. The other two normally do not change time or frequency. Some Cuban jamming frequencies against nothing include a series of rapid beeps. I heard this again on 13820, March 14th, before and after 21 UT. There are five beeps in a row, sometimes 10, and the pitch of the beeps varies from one group to the next. No idea why they're doing this, but it's obviously associated with the jammers, as I've also heard it before in the middle of the night on 11930. Radio and TV Marti plan extensive coverage of Obama in Cuba, March 20th to 22nd, preempting all other programming. It'll be very interesting to note whether Cuban jamming continues during that unabated or not. I suspect it will continue. Marti correspondents are less likely to get accreditation than Voice of America, which no longer bothers with shortwave at all for Spanish. And could there be any additional frequencies put on for this very, very special occasion? The normal schedule of Radio Marti is as follows, which add up to only two frequencies at any given time. Starting at midnight UT on 7365, at 04, 7405, at 075980, at 12, 7405, at 14, 11930, at 22, 7405. The other transmitter, starting at midnight on 6030, at 12, 7405, at 14, 13820, and at 20, 9565. The incompetence of the Egyptians makes it very difficult to listen to Radio Cairo on shortwave in English or other languages. But now there's another alternative, according to Daniel Kaler. He says the North American transmission at 23 to midnight 30 UT is being archived via the facilities of Radio 360. After some weeks of testing, we found our podcast of the English language program is reliable. So here is where to find it, radio360.eu. Then you should find it listed among the index. This is still some kind of experiment, he says, but we hope to be able to expand it and improve the quality. Furthermore, we can offer English broadcasts at radio360.eu from Turkmenistan, Taiwan, Albania, and some other countries on demand. Antonello Napolitano in Italy advises us that Europirate FRS Holland will hit the shortwave airwaves again on Sunday, March 20th, starting at 0852 UT for at least 5 hours of music and information. Frequencies to check are 9300, 7700 throughout the day, and in the afternoon on 6070. Details at www.frsholland.nl. Alokesh Gupta, DX India, says All India Radio has introduced a new section, Listener's Corner, in their website. Listeners register one time in order to submit feedback and reception reports online, and EQSLs will also be available in the future. This also has information on scheduling, not only shortwave, but satellite and streaming and mobile apps. It's allindiaradio.gov.in. I'll bet they do not list the accurate frequency for All India Radio Bhopal on 60 meters. Ron Howard found it about 4810.25, March 14th at 1403. He says, I don't recall this one being off frequency before. Wolfgang Büschel put it on 4810.264 via remote in Japan. And I also made out that carrier on 4810.265, March 16th at 1329. About the RRI Indonesians, Ron Howard says, on March 16th at 12:27 at the end of Jakarta News Audio, he was hearing three of them. Merauke was finally back on the air, 20 hertz below 3905, along with Palangkaraya on 3325 exact, and Makassar 50 hertz below 4750. It seems the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is in process of rebranding itself, maybe reorganizing. Yuri Ivanov reports that the new name is Pars Today, P-A-R-S, which of course, as Kai Ludwig points out, merely means Persia in Farsi. The website has already been changed. The old one forwards to parstoday.com. And Russian DXers were also hearing directly from the station that they would no longer be broadcasting Russian on shortwave as of March 21st. That's New Year's Day on the Iranian calendar, coinciding with the spring equinox. However, on March 12th, David Koenig says they were still identifying on the air as Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, but also as IRIB English Radio. So are they really dropping Russian, and will they be dropping any other languages from shortwave? An A16 schedule, tentative, has already come out, still showing several broadcasts in Russian on shortwave frequencies. That's via Wolfgang Büschel, and here's what they plan for English. Voice of Justice, if they still call it that, to North America only, at 0320 on 9420 and 11780. There they go again, going on the same frequency as Brazil. Well, almost, as Brazil is about 100 hertz high, ensuring that they'll have heavy interference and a heterodyne. Will they never learn? The other English broadcasts at 10:20, 1 hour each, 17820 and 21510, 15:20 on 11640 and 13780, and at 19:20 on 7315, 9420, 9665, and 12015. Did I say 9420? That will collide with Greece. If and when it's on the air, it's still quite irregular, but that should be well known as a Grecian frequency. Of course, both Brazil and Greece are absent from HFCC, so how could the Iranians possibly know about their shortwave frequencies? Via medium, high, very high, and super high frequencies, this is World of Radio, 1817. Our website brings you a lot more information, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Kevin R. Crouch in Northridge, California, who sent a check in the mail to World of Radio, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says he's hearing no signal from the commie pirate in Russia called Comintern Radio, which also relays Radio Voronezh. He was checking for it March 7th through 11th between 12 and 15 UT on 6989.9. It was supposedly running about 1 kilowatt. This could be why, in Rusty X, Dmitry Kutuzov quotes Sergei from the city of Rostov in Voronezh, who operates the station. On February 20th, Radio Comintern is silent from 6990. There will soon be a trial, and I expect a fine of 500 rubles. In the near future, I'm going to register the equipment, and then we'll see what happens. Also via Rusty X, Vasily Gulyayev in Astrakhan via Deneb Radio DX. Forwards news from FEBC that we just received shocking news from the Russian government. Your license to broadcast on AM radio in St. Petersburg and Moscow will not be renewed as of April 16th. For more than a decade, these two AM stations have been our primary channels to share the gospel with a potential audience of more than 20 megapersons in Russia, and so forth and so on. Using unofficial channels, we discovered the pressure comes from particular people at the top who are highly influential. That's all we are at liberty to share. We are convinced these forces are specifically targeting FEBC Russia because we are an evangelical organization that reaches so many with the gospel. Well, they can still get in on shortwave, should anyone care to listen that way. It was known as Radio Teos, T-E-O-S, and those broadcasts are scheduled, according to Ivo Ivanov, via the Philippines, where FEBC originates, as of March 10th, heard between 15 and 16 UT, a 100 kilowatt transmitter in Russian, with 10 minutes of Buryatian in the middle. Nothing in English on shortwave from Spain, unless it's an occasional overtime broadcast, just Spanish, but they do provide one of the best signals when their frequency management picks the right bands, and we're pleased to see that in the summer season they're returning to 17855 for the beam to North America. That's daily at 18 to 22 UT and starting 4 hours earlier at 14 UT on Saturday and Sunday. The other frequencies after 18 are 15390, 17715, and 15500. And the other frequencies, weekends at 14 to 18, are 21620, 17715, and 15500. I was pleased to get good readable reception of the new clandestine for Uganda, allegedly called Radio Lead Africa. UT Monday, March 14th on 5910 via South Africa. 1 hour broadcast at 0300. I tuned in halfway through and found it to be 10 over 9, and unlike my previous attempt, this time it was all in English with good enunciation and easy to follow. A critic of Museveni was talking at length. The interviewer was a woman with a southern U.S. accent. She said she was going to open lines for callers, but never gave a phone number, and some breaks coming up were obviously edited out. The guest was referred to as Doctor, but I never could catch his name. He said Uganda has 90% unemployment among youth. Talked about his economic development plans. One caller asked if he had dual citizenship, which would make him ineligible to be elected. He implied he does have, but that would not really be a problem. Another asked how Uganda went wrong compared to more democratic neighbors Kenya and Tanzania. Then he said, Mr. Museveni is a thief, liar, dictator. Don't compare me to him. He was still going when it was cut off the air abruptly when the time was up at 0359 and never any ID as Radio Lead Africa. I suspected that was the leading opponent to Museveni in the recent election, but he was put under arrest. Ron Howard thought so too. He was listening to the entire broadcast, but later found out from Ed Kusilik that the guest on this occasion was Dr. Agre Kiyi, not Dr. Kizza Besigye. By the way, we enjoyed this good reception partly because Colombia went off a few seconds earlier. And remember, this broadcast is scheduled only on UT Mondays, Tuesdays, and Fridays. Some of the Greenville frequencies in HFCC for A16 are registered as only 62 kilowatts. At first, that seems a rather odd figure, but we assume it's a 250-kilowatt transmitter, which previously has been run at half power, and then it would be at one-quarter power, approximately 62.5 kilowatts. This concerns some of the Radio Marti broadcasts and all of the VOA radiograms. Reminder that all our World of Radio times on North American stations, except for WRMI frequencies other than 9955, have shifted one real UT hour earlier to compensate for daylight shifting. If you're at all confused about when you may hear us, you'll find a complete schedule and time order of all our broadcasts on all media via worldofradio.com. If you're in a hurry to hear our first broadcasts each week on shortwave, those always occur on Thursdays as follows. 11:30 UT on WRMI, 9955, 2100 on WRMI, 13695, and 2330 on WBCQ, 9330. We enjoy hearing WRMI's eclectic concert of music from around the world. This appears unpredictably, but often around 14 UT on 9955 or on 11580. Looking over WRMI's program schedule on 9955, I see something I've not noticed before, which we need to check out. It's called In Search of Truth-BRAZ. Saturdays for 15 minutes at 22:30 and Sundays at 22:45. Well, that implies it's in English and about Brazil. Could it be a new clandestine, or is it merely religious? WRMI has shown up on a new frequency, 11530. It's been employed for three nights of tests of Radio Taiwan's Spanish relay to South America, asking for reports, 1 hour each at midnight and 02 UT. I've also heard Brother Hysterical on it before midnight UT, and Ivo Ivanov thinks it's a replacement for 11920 and on the air long hours, mostly Brother Hysterical, between 22 and 12 UT. Kevin Redding forwards to ABDX an article from Billboard titled iHeartMedia, with 20 Jaga dollars in debt, looks to restructure a portion while holding off creditors. The radio and advertising giant needs more time to get out from under an enormous mountain of debt. iHeartMedia is fighting back against a default notice sent by a group of senior debt holders as it tries to restructure its massive debt load. Of course, that's what was originally known as Clear Channel. Via RussDX from the DX portal dxing.ru, this message was sent to Vladimir from the Russian service of Radio Vatican. They say, currently all Vatican media, including radio, are in transition reforms. This also applies to the responses to reports of listeners. Work is in progress in the direction of electronic QSL cards. We try as much as possible to respond to all reports of our listeners the old way, and most likely this will last until the exhaustion of stocks of paper QSL cards. As far as we know, no new ones will be printed. If you get some kind of formal decision, we will inform about it immediately. David Koenig of Interval Signals Online reports that Voice of Vietnam operates a portal called Radio Vietnam, hosting web pages with live audio streaming of stations in each of the country's 58 provinces and 5 municipalities. Not all of them work, but most do. That's www.radiovietnam.vn. Most also offer audio files on demand, and it links to the live streams of the 5 VOV radio networks, 2 traffic channels, an English language FM service, VOV 24/7, and a new station on FM about emotions. Liz Cameron in Michigan says it works well. She's enjoying hearing the station in Sonla, a northern city, which she says I might have heard over the air maybe 25 years ago. Bill Bingham in South Africa reports hearing Voice of Hope Zambia has started testing on 6065 March 14th. They faded in about 1345 and got stronger as sunset approached, fairly good by 1445. Their ID asks for reports to QSL at voiceofhope.com. In reply to my comments last week about Voice of Hope Zambia having chosen 2 bad frequencies, we're pleased to have this direct reply from Ray Robinson of KVOH, who is now in Zambia. We are well aware of AWR and VOA using 6065 and have no intention of interfering with them. We need a good frequency for a solid signal during daylight hours. We plan to start testing 6065, which CVC used until 2012. Until 17 UT, and then we would switch to 4965 for the evening and overnight hours until 05. We're likely to be testing a 31-meter band frequency yet to be determined. Maybe we'll stay on 6065 during the daytime, maybe we won't, but whatever we do, we won't be causing interference. Before we left the air today, we got up to 90 kilowatts output power from the transmitter, so things are looking good. The other frequency, 13555, on the website was a misprint, and the beam to West Africa is actually 315 degrees. Christian Voice used 13590, but we know that's now occupied by other stations. We won't begin testing that antenna for a little while. First priority is to get the service for Southern Africa up and running. Kai Ludwig points out that the 31-meter band frequency used by Christian Vision in Zambia during the daytime in 2005 and 6 was 9865. And the new website, www.voiceofhope.com, once again does include a program grid for KVOH. Also some images of the facility in Africa, which Kai says are clear enough to recognize the antenna design's log periodics. Ron Howard in California and I have been hearing a mystery carrier on 4766, not 4765, where you might expect Tajikistan. He had it March 14th from 1408 to 1420 with faint audio. And also on March 16th at 1240, but no modulation. It could be an all-India radio station off frequency, such as Le from 4760. But Ron thinks it's really too strong to be them, so we're still mystified. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices only 5 and 2, March 19th to 31st, and then hitting 30 and 5 on April 2nd. Solar flux peaking at only 100, March 29th to 31st. And that's World of Radio 1817. Glenn Hauser, hoping you'll hear me again next week.